Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily, mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for his handiwork. I thank the Lord for all that he's doing. God is mightily moving by his Spirit. This marks the 13th year of Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. 13 years ago, the first Sunday in June, we began the broadcast. And I thank the Lord for every one of them. And God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. From the time that we first began the broadcast, many people have come to the Lord and been blessed. Many people have heard God's word. And I seek his face to see what he'll have me minister to his people. God loves his people. Ministry is very important. And like I said in other broadcasts, ministers have to do warfare just to preach the word in an unadulterated way. Satan hates people. And he tries to interfere with everything that is of God and named of God and called of God. He hates the name of Jesus because the name of Jesus stops him in his tracks. And I thank the Lord that it does. We follow God. Greater is he that is in you, if you believe on Jesus. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. See, if a man try to fight Satan toe-to-toe, just himself and Satan, he's outclassed. But when we believe on Jesus Christ, we're a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new, beginning with our regenerated heart, our spirit. We have a brand new spirit. And as long as we can operate at faith at our will, all of the word of God that we receive, that's where our faith comes from. That's why the enemy tries to hinder people from hearing the truth of God's word. Because he can't do nothing with a child of God, man, woman, boy, girl, that loves God. And when that child of God walks in God's way, in the name of Jesus, a child can speak in the name of Jesus, Satan, I command you to stop. And Satan has to stop. And it embarrasses him. He gets defeated before the whole universe. That's why he hates the name of Jesus. And people that love the world, they hate it too. And they don't know why. Satan starts other religions. They're trying to work their way into heaven. And they can't. In the days of Nimrod, they tried to build a tower. They didn't trust God. They wanted to build their own tower to heaven. And God had to confound their languages. Their language. It was only one language till God confounded it. That's why all the languages come back through. And guess what? In every language of man, the word hallelujah means the same thing in every language. It means praise the Lord. I remember in the days that when Jimmy Swaggart was evangelizing and he would be in other countries and then they'd be worshiping God in their language. And then he'll say hallelujah and everybody say hallelujah at the same time. Hallelujah. Because praise the Lord is universal. That's one word that remained the same throughout every language that God created. And then the men divided and their plan was canceled. And Satan's still trying to form a one world government. Because if he can do that, the first thing he'll do is try to kill everyone who believes on Christ. If he can rally all the nations together, he think he'll win. He's still going to be defeated. And those who are left in the tribulation, who didn't go in the rapture, what will happen is if they get saved and learn God's ways, they can learn that they have authority over Satan. Jesus said it in Matthew chapter 16 and Matthew chapter 18, Luke chapter 10, verse 19. We have authority over all the power of the devil, even down to snakes and scorpions, serpents and scorpions. We have authority over all of his power, even poisonous insects and snakes. And we have authority over it. You can take authority over it in Jesus' name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even the evil people, even Hitler, everybody. But that's at the great white throne judgment. And then they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. Now, God loves you and I love you. It's all about love, folks. If you love God, you'll keep his commandments. You'll do his word. And you'll operate by your faith. All the word of God that you receive in your heart, that's where you'll have faith in God's word. So whenever you lack faith or want more faith, study more of God's word in the areas you need to walk in faith. And if you have the measure of faith, that's all you need to get started. You may not be skilled at every little thing and the way others are. That happens as you learn to trust God. But if you have faith and you believe God, God will help you where you're at. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to use your mind. Don't waste time trying to figure out how God's going to do your need or meet your need. Believe what his word says. Stand on that fact and do everything you know. In the meantime, beginning with praising and receiving God's word, stay in faith and do whatever works you have to do. And it'll happen. Because why? Because God's going to back you up. He don't let his children look like a fool, because we're not fools. We're trusting him and he's with us. And when you go to heaven and you get to see the past and how God was with you, you'll know for a fact that God was with you every step of the way. And Satan lied to you and said, God ain't with you. Look at this. Look at that. This ain't happening. That ain't happening. And he tried to get you to rush into doubt. Don't rush into doubt. Don't be desperate. You're going to live forever if you believe on Jesus Christ. Keep doing the right thing. Keep doing what's right. Keep living in integrity. Keep going forward. And you'll see what the old preacher's talking about. Be alive. God is alive. Be alive in him. Trust him. Take him at his word. Don't do the dead things. Don't steal. Don't kill. Don't hurt people. Don't lie against people. Don't be in strife with people. Even people that try to use you and take advantage of you, love them anyway. Why? Because God is with you. When we do things the way of God's way, we supersede the world. Even if you get arrested, love the people anyway. If people lie on you, love them anyway. And pray for them. Remit their sins. Don't retain their sins. Don't hold it against them. It works. Because then God can back you up. Keep his word. Submit your whole life to him. Resist the devil and the devil will flee from you. As in terror. Now I want to share something with you. The Lord has done systematic things all along to get men out of trouble. Satan have always been trying to set up some kind of one world government, idolatry strongholds in every nation. So God judged it, just like he's going to do again. Now, Satan kept trying to do this, but in the days of Jeremiah, there was an evil religion. Some religions are just evil. In fact, every religion besides believing on Jesus Christ for salvation is of Satan. So if it's of Satan, it's evil. Why? The people are trying to get to God, but they're trying to do it in methods that God didn't set up. And God loves the people. And they've been lied to. Every one of them, even by their parents. And they're sincere and they mean business. So you think, I don't hate anybody. And God loves everybody. And I love everybody. I'm just telling you the truth. And I'm sorry you hadn't heard it if you hadn't heard it before. But all the religions were made of men. And Satan inspired them to distract them away from the truth of God's word. And I say it boldly and I will not repent from it. There is no apology because I mean this. This is important for you to understand. Satan is trying to snatch your soul. Don't let him do it. Every religion works. Jump as high as you can. However high you can jump, that's as far as you'll get to heaven on your own. Jesus Christ did something about our condition. We were born to sin, and his blood washed away our sin. That's how we're going to get out of here and travel through space to heaven, because the angels are going to take us. Now, Satan has been trying to form one world religions all along. And in the days of Jeremiah, it was no different. Now, God was preparing to judge all forms of idolatry. So listen to what God's instruction was. This is Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 1. I'll begin at verse 1. It says, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus saith the Lord to me, make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom, to the king of Moab, to the king of the Ammonites, to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers which come to Jerusalem unto Zedekiah, king of Judah. And command them to say to their masters, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, thus shall ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the man, and the beast that are upon the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed fit to me. And now have I given all these lands unto the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. And the beast of the field have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him, and his son, and his son's son, even until the time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith the Lord, with the sword and with famine and with the pestilence until I have consumed them by my hand. Therefore hearken not ye to your prophets and to your diviners and to your dreamers and to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak to you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, that I should drive you out, and that ye should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him, those will I let remain in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall till it, and dwell therein. God is not playing. All of these things happening came to pass. See, when the truth prophets speak, it'll look like it's not going to work, but it always, my friend, comes to pass. And I'm here to tell you, God is going to judge iniquity, all of it, sin and rebellion, all that shame, God will judge it. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And I thank the Lord. These broadcasts are there and they are free. I don't want your money. I want your soul. I want you to be blessed by the Lord. God will reward me. I'll preach his word. He'll reward me for doing his word. But I want you to be in heaven with me. God loves you. It's too serious to sell the gospel. It's free. God gave it to me free and I give it to you free. Just because it's free don't mean it's not valuable. Now, I'm not like other preachers that want money all the time. I love people. And I want you to know him and know for a fact that he's coming back, and your soul is important to him. You are just as important to God as Jesus, because he died to save you. And the liars won't tell you that. They want your money. Now, there are good men of God out there, and we all require money. I work all the time so I can do this. But I made it available. Everybody can't pay what it costs to do these things. I want to see somebody in heaven beside my family. I want everybody in heaven, everybody possible. Make the choice. Choose Jesus. He did a lot of things to help us out and help us go forward. Now, let me show you something about contrary people. Verse 11 said, but the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall till it and dwell therein. Verse 12, this is Jeremiah chapter 27. Verse 12 says, I spake also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Serve him and his people and live. Why will ye die, thou and thy people, by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore hearken not unto the words of the prophets that speak to you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. For I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that ye might perish, ye and your prophets, and that prophesy unto you. See, preachers that preach lies, they are the tail. They are the worst thing on earth. Because they pretend to speak in God's name, and they teach lies, the ones that do teach lies, and it does damage. And this is something, this is not new. This was back in the days of Jeremiah, verse 16. Also I spake unto the priest and to all this people, saying, thus saith the Lord, hearken not unto the words of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying, behold, the vessel of the Lord's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. Hearken not to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Wherefore should this city be laid waste? But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem go not to Babylon. That's the best thing you could do, said Jeremiah. Verse 19, for thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars and concerning the sea and the bases. These are instruments of the temple. And concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not, when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah and of Judah of Jerusalem, they shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, saith the Lord, and I will bring them up and restore them to this place. See, the Lord was setting up somebody to judge idolatry. God gave Nebuchadnezzar, the king at that time, the victory over all the nations on earth at that time. And he went and took everybody that surrendered to him, he let them stay in their land. Everybody that rebelled, he either killed or made them slaves. And he took the best people in the land. And just like with Daniel, when you read the book of Daniel, you see what else Nebuchadnezzar did after he conquered the whole world. He took the smartest people and taught them the language of the Chaldeans and the wisdom of the Chaldeans in the land of Babylon, and they made his nation stronger, and all the people prayed to their idols, and Nebuchadnezzar dragged their behind right on over to Babylon and made slaves out of them, and they were confessing to their idols and praying to their idols, and the idols couldn't help them because the idols are not real. And the people of God had gone so rebellious. When they prayed to Baal, Baal couldn't help them either. And the real people of God obeyed Jeremiah because they knew what time it was. They knew that the king and everybody did wrong and they needed to repent, and they wouldn't. So when the real prophet spoke, the true people of God did what the real prophet said. And they were able to, some of them were able to stay in their land. And some of them had higher positions in Babylon until the captivity was over. Now, many people don't understand that Israel broke the laws. They didn't keep the statutes and the and the everlasting covenants that God had made with them in the time of Moses. See, every seventh year they were supposed to let the land lay out and not farm it. But people who don't trust God don't obey God, and they farm the land anyway. And they did this for 490 years. And that would have been 70 Sabbaths. So Israel, they broke the Sabbath years 70 times. So for 70 years, they had to be in captivity. And it started in Babylon and it ended with Persia. And then they had to go back to their land by faith. They didn't get back to their land until the times of World War II. See, when you get subtracted out of your land, the only way they would have gone back, they could have gone back if they did it by faith. They just didn't do it by faith. But in 1948, they became a nation. I thank God for what he's doing. It's all around you, folks. If you study the word is real. In 2015, there were how many? Four? There were several blood moons, more than four, I believe. And they were all on Jewish holy days, every one of them. That was our sign. You have to regard the signs that God will give you. You have to listen. You have to take him at his word. If you study the Harbinger book by Jonathan Cahn, he is a modern day prophet. He spoke at the UN. He spoke at the White House. And his words come to pass. Perry Stone, God uses him to prophesy to the nations. Modern day prophets. Henry Gruber has prophesied. You find him on YouTube. Men of God who love God have prophesied true things. And God sent us messengers, Steve Quayle, to warn us about the coming events of the tribulation period. And people helping us to prepare. Jim Baker is trying to prepare people because there are going to be many people, even Christians, in the tribulation period. Now, sometimes our doctrines may not agree, but there will be people who get saved in the tribulation. And there'll be many people that got left because they were hard-headed at the time of the rapture. All these things, I believe in the rapture. It's going to happen. It's biblical. And everybody, most Christians believe in the rapture. But they have a different spin on it. But I'm going to tell you this. The Lord is true, and the Lord will do what is wise. He will keep his word, and those who listen will be blessed. Those who harden their heart against God's word will have problems unnecessarily. But God's mercy don't give up on you. Now, to people who harden their heart in unbelief, judgment will happen to them. God has sent them strong delusion that they may believe a lie because they would not repent. And they harden their heart and they interfere with other people getting saved. But he don't just throw them away. He sent them. The enemy is going to ramp up such a lie. It's going to make sense to people that love the world. That's why it's going to happen. The Lord is going to allow the enemy to send people strong delusion who hate the word of God. If they would stop hating the word of God and start loving life, they could repent. But these jokers, they harden their hearts so much when they hear the truth of God's word, they get mad. They want to turn it off. They want to forget about it. They try to forget about it. And when they end up in hell, they wish they'd have listened. Now they understand why God was trying to save their sorrow behind. And he don't give up on it. He loves us. People can be so selfish. I love everybody. But sometimes you get upset because you see people throw their life away. Why? So they can do wrong. It's time now for people to repent. These are indeed the last days. The days that's coming up is not going to be like what you used to. You're going to see demons. Everybody has the responsibility of responding to the Lord. You can respond to him in love or not. You can ignore him if that's what you really want to do. He won't stop you. But he loves you. And he wants everybody in. He wants his. See, it's just like a marriage. A man may want to marry a woman, or a woman may want to marry a wonderful man. But that the woman that the man wants to marry has to want him, or it won't work. And then the man that the woman hopes she'll get married to him, if she don't love him, it won't work. You can't coerce people into getting saved. You can encourage them, you can speak the word, and they'll get saved if they want to. And because it's got to be by choice. You got to want to know God. My greatest desire is I want people to know before they fall off into hell. I don't want them to go to hell with assumptions. If they're going to go to hell, I would rather for them to know and be fairly warned. And I want people to know it's not a cartoon. It's not a fairy tale. This is real. When I tell people I've been to hell, I really went in 1986. The Lord took me. I saw it. I've had many kinds of dreams. I've had all kinds of dreams. I've had pizza dreams where you eat too much of the something and you have a stupid dream. I've had those. You forget those. I can still see the faces and the people that fell in hell. Since 1986, in January of 1986. It's all real. And then heaven is beautiful. And I thank God that it is. It's wonderful. And I want people to go. The Lord, He didn't take me to heaven yet. He took my pastor and others. Henry Gruber went, and they'll explain it to you. There are people on YouTube that experience heaven, and they're telling the truth. But I saw some meadows. I saw a meadow. Just a lovely hill. Not high. And I saw a horse. When people go to heaven, they get a horse. And I saw my horse. And I love that horse. I really don't want a horse. But I'm going to get one. I saw him. But this is the thing that got me. I love that horse, but I could feel the love of God from that horse. My horse loves me a lot. I could feel the love of God coming from my horse, and I love my horse. See, in heaven, things are different than they are now. People who love the world develops. Like I always teach on the website broadcast and radio broadcast, the love of the world will harden your heart just like John taught. You want your heart to be soft to God and hard against the world. Be hard-hearted against the things of this world. Now see, the Lord, when you read what Nebuchadnezzar did, you didn't find Israel talking about Baal no more, ever. He took the words of Baal out of their mouth. Nebuchadnezzar did what he was supposed to do. He did what God gave him to do. And he came to a point that he feared God. And he said, nobody, he made it against the law for anybody to speak against the God of Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Because he saw those four, he saw the three Hebrew boys in the fire. And the fourth man was Jesus. Now Daniel was away when he saw this. They would not bow down and worship that idol. And he made it against the law for people to speak against God, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he listened to the words of Daniel. And when he got in pride, see, people go back and forth till they get it. He got in pride. His mind was hardened in pride. Not his heart, but his mind was hardened in pride. And he lifted up himself. And then he lost his mind for 7 years. He had the mind of a beast. And he ate grass. And after 7 years, his mind came back. And his kingdom was restored back to him. And everybody knew that God did it. Whether they loved God or not, they knew that God did this. And all of the words of Jeremiah and the true prophets came to pass. The words of Ezekiel and Daniel, they came to pass. And God loves you now. You're going to have to listen to the true men of God today. I spoke the words that God has given me. So you're just going to have to receive it if you want to live and do what the Lord is saying. All these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com and they're free. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life and never take the mark and always love the name of Jesus. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.